Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe on this Wednesday, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Hope you're having a fantastic start to your day. MTSU taking on Western Kentucky in Murfreesboro coming up this Saturday. We'll have pregame coverage on Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM, starting at 4:30. The kickoff at 6 o'clock. We say hello to the head coach of the Blue Raiders, Derek Mason, who is on the line with us. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Chase, I'm good. It's Wednesday, workday Wednesday, so everything's going good.
Well, and I know you're getting ready for Western, but I do want to take a look back at, against Ole Miss. And look, right. I think you saw a, as Buzzsaw, a right way to put it. I mean, that's kind of how they looked. I mean, I know there's been a lot of hype with Ole Miss this year, but and it didn't go your way. But what can you take away? What can you learn about your football team after a game like that?
Well, we had opportunities for explosive plays offensively. We had a couple called back, a couple touchdowns called back on penalties. I thought at times we moved the ball well versus Ole Miss, and that's a good sign for us this year. Defensively, I thought we struggled early, tackled better late, and we went against a good football team in all three phases. And so those are things. I see the progress. You want more, but you sort of get what you earn. And right now, this football team knows and understands as we step into Western Kentucky that those first two games are behind us. There's a lot there to chew on, and what we have to do is make sure that we make the days in practice this week count so we can go play well on Saturday versus Western Kentucky.
I do want your opinion as a coach. I mean, because I mentioned there's a lot of national hype surrounding Ole Miss. Did they, right, in your mind, kind of live up to the hype when you watched them firsthand?
Absolutely. I think this much. Anytime you have a top-tier quarterback like Jackson Dart, and you have an offensive line, I mean, all seniors, you look at their skill guys, they're pronounced. They've got bigs. They've got running back depth. They've got guys with great catch radius, got great run after the catch guys, and they play well defensively. I saw J.J. Pegues after the game because J.J. played for us at Auburn, and he's a Mississippi native, and he came up to me, and I was just so proud of him. I said, look, man, you come a long way. And he said, Coach, man, we just trying to take it one day at a time. So I think Lane has that team in the right mindset, right? That team, that Ole Miss team has been – that Ole Miss program has been on the fringe for a minute. Coach Saban said it earlier this year in the preseason, how good he thought that team could be. And the reality was, seeing it firsthand, he's right. Having been in that league and having covered teams, I think Ole Miss is going to be for real this year.
We're talking to Derek Mason. The Blue Raiders take on Western Kentucky on Saturday. Coach, I noticed from the radio booth, I'm a good stalker, I saw you and Coach Kiffin not talk for a minute, but y'all had a long conversation on the field, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, me and Lane are good friends, right? And I think, like, in the business, you know, the adversary piece is for the 60 minutes that you play. Outside of that, hey, man, we talk about things. We talk about ball. We talk about our families, man. I've got the utmost respect for Lane, and I know he had lost his dad, the late, great Monty Kiffin. So, to me, it was just an opportunity for us to spend time connecting. And even after the game, Lane called me and said, hey, look, I got some things to share with you, some things that we scouted, from your first game. And I think that's what friends do, right? Wow. I mean, we don't play each other, so the respect is there. I gave him a shout-out for his team, but I think there's a lot of love there between me and Lane just in terms of respect for the game, respect for how we do things.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's talk a little positive. I think, Coach, something clicked on your football team. I saw it firsthand from the booth. And that last part of the first half, I mean, you put together sustained drives, and you went man-to-man with them. I mean, there's the positive there with your offense because Nick was moving ball down the field. You switch it up with the quarterback coming in, running the ball. What did you take away from, I guess, the last four of the first half and that second half with the football team? Because I saw a lot of good things happening. Even though it didn't reflect it on the scoreboard, I saw some good things happening.
Right. I think you're right. You look at the middle eight of that ball game, and there were some good things there. The drives, I thought penalties killed drives, but I thought our guys sort of found themselves in that. You got to go through it to get to it. And I thought we went through some adversity. I think this group found themselves competing against, you know, a top five team in the country. And with that, at times, man, they felt, you know, what it should feel like to go toe-to-toe, like with a Titan. And that's what you want to do. That sort of, you know, steals your process and sort of hardens the idea of what you need to be to move forward. So hopefully the second part of that game gave us a lot, whether we were in the middle eight, a couple of things in the third quarter. But really, I even weaned from a lot of new guys playing. I played six freshmen on Saturday. So the idea that this team is going to get better every time they touch the field, that's got to be something that we do. So we got to push it forward this week versus Western Kentucky.
Yeah, let's talk about Western Kentucky, Coach. They come in, you know, although the Ole Miss game and Tech game, they are what they are. This is a conference game, and there's a lot of – this is very important in a lot of ways. What is it that Western does that you're kind of like, ah, we got to stop this, stop that, without giving away too much?
You know, Coach Helton and Coach Summers have done a great job just looking at, like, who they are. They brought in Will Friend last season, but offensively, defensively, and even on special teams, like, this is a group that has trickeration in what they do. They brought in T.J. Finley. T.J.'s a different type of quarterback. He gets it out fast. He doesn't allow you to get much pressure on him, you know, which is different. I know Alabama did, but they were able to get him behind the chains. So I think they present challenges offensively because they've got balance in the run and pass game. And then when you look at who they are defensively with Tyson, they come at you. Exotic looks, anything from bear and five down to six man fronts to three down. So we're going to get a lot of variation. Our offense is going to be able find the matchups, get ourselves in the proper play, and they're going to do a great job of trying to crowd the line of scrimmage. So we got to be able to get off press and win the one-on-ones. Defensively, we're going to have to tackle these guys in space as well as get them in third and long situations.
Talking to Derek Mason, head coach at MTSU. Obviously, coaches evolve, and, you know, he was an OC. Now he's a head coach. But do you kind of look back at maybe tendencies from when you saw him when he was a coordinator at Tennessee to some things that he's doing now at Western Kentucky, and can you learn some things from that?
Yes, you can. I mean, a couple of things being when I look at Will Friend and I saw each other every day when we were at Auburn, and Will's a Mississippi native, but coached at Georgia for a long time, and he's hitting that run game, and it looks like it. It looks like a Will Friend sort of mixed run game, and then the pass game looks like it's you know, what they've done. So I've looked at Coach Hollingshead a little bit along with Tyson. It doesn't look much different than what I saw when I was at Vanderbilt. And so we've got to be ready for trickeration. We have to understand that they're going to create one-on-one matchups, and there's a lot of misdirection. So they do a good job with the eye candy. You're going to see a lot of receiver motion shifts, a lot of misdirection, run one way, pass the other, and some play action shots out of funky formation. So it's gonna be one of those where, like, you're trying to find Waldo. It's gonna be a where's Waldo game.
Coach, you've coached in some big rivalry games in your career. You know, Stanford, USC, Tennessee, Vandy, Iron Bowls, Oklahoma State. I mean, you've seen those, but you talk about some fun rivalries in college football. MTSU and Western Kentucky has certainly become that. So how excited are you to get to experience that firsthand for the first time at Floyd Stadium?
You know, I'm excited. I think, you know, rivalry games are special, right? I told our football team it hasn't been much of a rivalry. You know, MTSU hasn't beat Western Kentucky since 2018. So it's been more of a one-sided, butt-kicking contest. And so we have to make it a rivalry. And so with that being said, I mean, that's the challenge to our guys. We got to step up, man. We got to play good football. It's a conference game. You start with that. It's a conference opponent. It's a conference game. And all the pomp and circumstance around it is fantastic. The 100 miles of hate, we understand what that is. Coach Pascal, my special teams coach who played here, Luke talked talked about that, but he said, let's keep the main thing the main thing. The main thing is we need to make sure that we understand first conference game, home opener, and we got to start fast, and let's make sure we ride this thing through.
Coach, before we go, I got to go back to the thing that you talked about. Lane Kiffin called you afterwards and said some things about your team. Has a coach ever done that after a game, called you and said, here's what we scouted on you and here's a few things we noticed?
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. We believe it or not, when you don't play each other, that's actually a perk of just having, been friends in the business.
Wow.
You want to know what they saw, and you want to know what other people were looking at. Because if they saw it, other people see it too. So I think it's one of those situations where, hey, man, it's two coaches who got a lot of respect for each other. Like, I would have done the same.
Wow.
I mean, I've done that for many of guys. So I think that's a pretty cool thing for Lane to do. He didn't have to, but he did, and so I appreciate it.
Did he say, Coach, your radio crew is the best in the country, and those guys are fantastic? I bet he said that, didn't he?
He did. He hinted at that a little bit.
Oh, very, very nice. Coach, appreciate it as always. Good luck this weekend against Western.
All right, take care. Let's go Blue.
Go Blue. Coach Derek Mason joining us on the program, as he does every Wednesday at 10 o'clock. That is really cool. Like, I mean, that I'm sure now that he said it, like, okay, that probably happens more than maybe we think. But
okay,
it's not something that we would think about. And, like, for Lane to take the time to call, because
he doesn't have to.
But you know what that shows me? And this is why I loved the hire of Derek Mason at MTSU. He's a good guy, and it shows that. It shows how liked he is in the coaching community, that there's that respect for him that people – and I'm not saying – like, people probably would have done it for Rick Stockstill too. He's another one that is very well respected in the coaching community. But I for Lane Kiffin, and you say what you want about Lane Kiffin, that guy knows how to show some respect, especially as he's gotten older. That was really cool in my mind for him to say, hey, these are some things we saw. Just wanted to pass this along.
All right, so let's take it a step further coming up. What do you tell the New York Jets about the Titans? Don't do it now. If you're going to call the Jets and say, if you're the Bears, say, I just play the Titans, here's what you need to look out for. What would you do? Don't say it now.
We'll do that next. 615-737-1025. It's Chase and Big Joe here on this Wednesday. We're presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, where we will be tomorrow. Hey, tune in to 94.9 The Fan today as the Nashville Sounds take on the Memphis Redbirds. Pregame at 6:20, the first pitch at 6:35. Coverage is also available on the Game Nashville app and on thegamenashville.com. Sounds Baseball on the Fan, presented by Twin Peaks, Family Leisure, Five Points Roofing, and Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.